What's up, everybody? We're going to get into the Mad Bomber Racing Podcast, and we got a huge topic to talk about today. We got a topic that everybody knows. We all know this company, and we're all grateful for the contributions that they've made to the car community. We all understand that, in my opinion, they could be the best thing to have happened to the car community in this social media era, right? So without further ado, and with that being said, the best thing to have happened to the car community as of the last 10 odd years is the Hoonigans. Simply put, the Hoonigans. And I know some people are going to be like, no, why would you say that? And the reason why I say that is this. The Hoonigans and their staff, we know them, right? A lot of us, especially if you grew up like I did, you grew up in the era of magazines. People, they've been around, especially Brian Scotto. They've been around in our lives, and then they've contributed to car culture in general for a long time. For those who don't know, if you know Brian Scotto, right? He used to be an editor at Rise Magazines. And like I said, if you grew up in that era of magazines like I did, then, I mean, we've all seen a Rise magazine. And it was crazy because, like, it all clicked when they made the Donk series, right? So where I'm from down south, right, big Ram cars and things like that are just a part of the culture down here. Like Miami, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, like all that, like that, like big wheel, big rim cars are a thing, right? The donks specifically, like, come from Florida, but just big rim cars in general, like, that's like a southern thing, right? And so I didn't recognize it until he put up that picture of him standing next to that car, and I was like, yo, I actually have that magazine. So it's like Scotto has been a part of car culture and in the shadows of a lot of things that have happened or has happened in car culture for a long time. But just speaking in general of the Hoonigans, I mean, I know we've all seen the Gymkhana videos, right? I mean, we've all seen that. That's something that we all know and love. I mean, they're simply put, they're just crazy, right? They're crazy videos. They're doing a whole lot. And at the time when they came out, it was a very obtainable thing, right? So everybody had like that. When that first one came out, that Subaru was huge, right? But it was a 06 Subaru. Like, it was something that was obtainable. Granted, that style of driving was like unknown to everybody at the time, but still, like, that was just a crazy thing when the first one came out. Then, you know, as life went on, like, Ken Block came out with more Gymkhana videos and different types of, and different cars, different vehicles, and the brand just grew all together. And then, you know, we all know Hurt from Beard Life and just social media in general. I mean, Hurt is all of us in a sense, right? Like, no lie, like, Hurt, he's one of the guys. I mean, I'm pretty sure if we ever met him in real life, he's just a super chill person. And what they've done for car culture in general, especially being that with this new series, This Versus That, they literally have the entire gamut of car culture, racing, and they're just having a good time. And yeah, I mean, of course we would think we all think at one point, like, yo, what if we put this car versus that car, right? I mean, we've always, like, we thought about this. We all had these thought experiments, and they're actually doing it. They did the Hoonigan versus the World, or Hoonicorn versus the World, which is fucking insane. We all know that Hoonicorn is fucking stupid. That's just how it is. And so that was great, and they did that. They raced that car versus a Donk, versus a Audi, versus a, you know, the diesel Ford F1, the Ford Rotor RX-7, a trophy truck, the McLaren Senna. So they raced that car against a whole bunch of other things. And even on top of that, and just to, like, cap all of that off, right, and to make it all worth it, they have the best automotive photographer in the game. And that might be up for debate, but I'm pretty sure a lot of us can agree that Larry Chen is probably the best automotive photographer in the game. And we can argue that if you like, but I mean, if you look at his channel, Hoonigan Autofocus, and you look at the work that he's put out, it really is hard to deny that, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, Larry Chen is probably one of the best automotive photographers in the game. Like, you can, there might be a couple here and there, there might be like five that are great, but I think the style of photos and what Larry Chen brings to the car community in general, especially like from Speed Hunters all the way up until now, it's undeniable. Like, you can't, it's hard to deny that at all. Like, it's really hard to put that up against somebody else's body of work. Like, it's just insane. And then to have the backing of Hoonigans, which already is probably the greatest automotive company, like car culture company in the world at the moment. The only thing that I feel like they're missing is getting the sticker on like an F1 car. And if they were to get their sticker on an F1 car, I mean, that would be like the craziest thing ever. That would be the greatest thing ever to happen to the car culture. Because at the end of the day, Hoonigan, like what they bring to the car culture, right, is something so simple that we always do. They just started out in a small yard doing burnouts. Everybody does burnouts. Like, every part of car community or of car culture does burnouts. Every, like, I mean, come on now. We all do that. It's all just about having fun. And then with the recent fact that, like, they touch almost every aspect of car culture, drag racing, drifting, Australian burnouts, lowriders, you know, Time Attack racing, GT3 racing, Le Mans, with all, you know, and bills out the ass, and dunk bills, and, you know, they built the Warthog for Halo, and they got the Build Biology with the Tesla. They got, what else? Let's see what else they got on here. They got the Space Race with the Twin Turbo, they got the Twin Turbo Time Attack Z06 on here. Dan's F2JZ S14, again, the supercharged dunk bill. The Build Biologies with, you know, the Nissan IMSA GTP cars, trophy trucks. They got the Baja Bug, the Subaru that Travis Pastrana built. We can't forget about Manline, right? We can't forget about Ryan Littrell's Manline. We can't forget about Micah Diaz's Manline. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just so many, like, iconic moments that, you know, that were just done at the Hoonigans, and it's just a crazy thing. It's like, if they offer any of us a job to work at Hoonigans and create content, we all will jump on that opportunity 100%, 110%, and we all will be happy to be in that place, right? We're happy just to be in that environment, to be able to make that type of content with, you know what I'm saying, to see the people that they see and to hang out and to do that type of shit, right? I mean, we can't deny that. Like, they have Chris Forsberg's Altima, 1300 horsepower Altima, like, which is just insane. And so it's just a whole bunch of stuff, right? Like nobody can deny it, right? Everybody knows who the Hoonigans are. Everybody wants to go there. Everybody wants to go there and do a burnout. Everybody wants to kick it with them, and, you know, and they're cool. They seem like cool people just in general, right? So you can't really deny that. So that's why I say they're the best thing to happen to the car culture. And I think that I don't think that was by mistake from their perspective. I think that they put that was built up to be like that. I don't want to say it was built up to be the best thing in the car culture, but I think it was built to bring everybody in the car community together. And I think that is exactly what they did. And it's over one thing that we have all together, and that's just fucking off, doing burnouts and just having fun and kicking it with your friends. And I think that's one thing in the car community that we all do: hang out with each other, go to the parking lots, chill, go to the local meets and chill, go to the drag strip, race, talk shit, all that type of stuff. We hang out, drink beers in the garage with our friends. You know, we do all that type of stuff, man. And for them to be able to touch on every aspect of just about every aspect of car culture, racing, all different types of cars, electric cars, drift cars, drag cars, just street cars that are built, you know, building some insane, crazy cars like the E36 Safari, that C10 work truck, like Scotto's RWB Porsche, which is, that's in of itself is pretty cool. So it's just a lot of things that, you know, that were done and that should be appreciated in the car culture. And they touch car culture all over the world. And I think that is the cool, that's something that's really cool, right? To have like one specific group of people touch car community, car culture all over the world, and to have them be a standout group and company that stands for just having a good time in your car. And that's something that can't be denied, man. That's something that the car culture at the time, or even now, was severely lacking, was like that community aspect and that way of bringing everybody together. Especially being that, like, with car culture now, we have all these YouTubers that are just blowing up. Like Adam LZ is going crazy, Cletus McFarlane is going crazy. I know I'm forgetting some people, but it's just like those are the guys I can think of off the top of my head. But like, they're going crazy right now. Like, all those YouTubers are going crazy. And then you got the guys on TikTok that are like going crazy. Like, what's that? The S14Z06 guy going crazy right now. The guy with the $100,000 Miata going crazy right now. So it's like this era of social media where like people were just like blowing up with like insane popularity, and you know, it almost seems like overnight success. It's like what they all have in common, and is we all like the Hoonigans, right? And so that's just one of those things that's just really big. And so I think it's cool that they highlight every aspect of car culture with low ride, from low riders to Pikes Peak Hill Climb cars to electric cars to, you know, everything. E46 track cars and time attack cars, drift cars, you know what I'm saying? Even building certain type of cars, building the Halo Warthog. Like, it's all just crazy, right? And that's something that you don't necessarily see from a lot of car shows and car community today. I know, like, back when I was growing up, we had like Jesse James and Monster Garage, which was huge, right? But that was mostly like, he was mostly focused on like the Monster Garage was just like building some crazy project, one-off project. But his aspect was like motorcycles and things like that. And, you know, we had that chopper era where they had like 2, 3, 4 chopper era, 2, 3, 4 motorcycle shops on the TV on Discovery Channel. Like that was like the thing. And then we had Boyd Coddington and like Chip Foose, like as far as like cars were concerned. But it wasn't something like that was something that was out of the realm of like what we understood in our young age and like in our demographic, because those were like classic cars. Like, in classic cars were cool, but they were coming to an end, right? And it was one of those things where it's kind of like you don't necessarily find like those barn finds when it comes to like electric car, or not electric cars, but like old school cars like that. Like, that's how they were finding those cars. It was cool, but it was kind of unrelatable because of what we were into. Like, in my age bracket, we were into like JDM cars, and like the Fast and the Furious was out, and you know what I'm saying, like it was going, like it was popping off. Like, that was our, like, we were street racing and doing all that type of stuff, and you know, that was our thing. And like, what was represented in media back then wasn't, it didn't represent us. And then when it was representing us, it was representing us in a negative light. Like, we were just street racing and doing burnouts and acting a fool, and you know, we were doing what was happening on TV and all that type of stuff, right? Or happening in the movies and things like that. And people thought that that was how the scene was like Fast and Furious and all that type of stuff. And so we didn't have any positive representation. And I think that's something that the Hoonigan really brought to car culture and the car community, was like a positive representation of our car scene, or of the car scene in general, because like they were just having a good time. And like, yeah, they do like some sketchy shit sometimes, and it it can be seen as a negative, but it highlights so much good in the car culture, and like it highlights the smiles it puts on people's faces and stuff like that, that you really can't deny the positive aspect of what it is that they bring to the car culture and how they display car culture in general, if you understand what I'm saying. So, because like it used to be, if you didn't have a shop and you built cars out of your shop and you didn't have a big name and, you know, you couldn't afford like a $60,000 hot rod, then it was like everything else was just stupid, right? Because that was all that you saw on TV was, oh, you have to know how to form metal. You have to know how to build engines. You have to know how to do all this type of stuff to put together a hot rod. But then it was like, that was not what we were into. Like, I wasn't into building a hot rod as a teenager. Like, I didn't care about that. Like, that was cool, and I thought those cars were dope. But for me personally, like, I wanted a 240, right? Like, I wanted a Honda. Like, I wanted an Integra Type R. Like, that was, like, what I was into. Like, that's what the people that I was seeing and the people that I was like, yo, like, that's cool. That's what I was looking at. I wasn't looking at those old guys with those Camaros and those, you know, Fords and things like that. Like, that shit didn't mean nothing to me. I wasn't with that. I was looking at everything that was current in my eyes. And I think that what the Hoonigans bring is something is that, and also just the fact that like everything is everything and everything is from all different aspects. So they were like, hey, we're gonna bring you this, or, you know, we're looking at this today. And I think that with the addition of Hoonigan Autofocus and it being a slower show with more detail, and you can see more detail about the cars that we used to see in magazines, like that Spoon Acura that the guy bought, and it was like you got to see that on a different perspective, because that was something that, you know, you didn't necessarily get to see. You know, you didn't get to see the detail in that car, because it was something that you can only see in magazines, right? So what it is, yes, that Honda Accord URR, the Spoon Sports Honda Accord URR. Like, I remember seeing that car in a magazine and seeing it in video games, and it was just like, yo, this is really cool. But it was one of those things where, like, you just couldn't, it was hard to wrap it, it was hard to relate to it, right? And then also with the Super Taikyu, like Subaru STI, I remember being into RC cars, and that was like a HPI RC car, right? And it was crazy, but it was like, because it was in Japan, it was like so much limited information. Like, you just didn't know that, like, you didn't know like the detail of that car, right? You didn't know like the ins and outs and like all the little nuances of it. But because Hoonigan Autofocus was able to bring that to us, like, you just, that's something that's invaluable that you just can't get that nowhere else, right? And so it's just one of those things that, you know, you just have to really appreciate being able to see certain things in a light that just makes it, that just brings it all together. And, you know, with Larry Chan being able to afford us the opportunity to get a detailed look into a lot of these cars that, like, we can see, that we see like in pictures on Instagram on Time Attack cars, and you get to know the owner behind the car. And, you know, some of these things are just, it's just an unrealistic expectation to be able to sit back and say, hey, you know, I want to talk to this person about this car, or I want to know more about that car. I want to know more about the Papadakis Racing Supra. Like, that's like, I want to know about that. Or you want to know about Paul Walker's R34. Like, we want to know about that stuff. But, you know, people like me, like, I don't have access to that. Like, I simply just don't, right? Like, you don't have access to, like, it's hard. Like, people just don't have access to Jay Leno's garage, right? But we all want to know about, but we all seen the video of him pulling the McLaren F1 engine out, and like, that shit's just crazy, right? So, or like, you know, what is it, Ryan Littrell's S14, it's like, we want to know more about that. But it's like, everybody can't just go up and talk to him, but we can watch this video and we can get more detail about it, and, you know, get an inside look into the culture and and, you know, saying the mindset behind something like that. And that's just something. That's one of the reasons why I say Hoonigans is the best thing to have happened to the car community, because it's just a certain level of access that you cannot get outside of that. And because of the name that's been built up behind that, and the reputation, and the people that they sponsor, and the events that they go to, and the events that they hold, and all of that. Like, I don't know a lot of places where you can see Cletus McFarlane, Adam LZ, Ryan Turk, Chris Forsberg. You can see, you know, guys from San Francisco, from the Bay Area, doing burnouts. You can see Daunt Master doing Daunt races, and you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just not, like, there's just, like, you can't get those people together. Like, that's something that just, there's just something that you can't necessarily manufacture, just saying, oh, I want to get all these people together in one particular place and say under one umbrella and have all of us, have everybody be together and cool. Like, that's just, like, certain parts of car culture just don't mingle and don't mesh like that. And with Hoonigans, like, they're all able to mesh and all able to be under one umbrella at a time for all of us to sit back and say, you know what, this shit's cool, this is what car culture is about, this is what the car community is about. You know, because I know some people just focus on drifting, some people focus on time attack, but it's like, for them to have a sprinkle of every little bit and then to have, like, that brand behind it, it's like, we're all on board, we all want to be a part of that, we all have a bit of a little piece of what we like specifically under that, and we all can wear that shirt, and, like, that shirt or that symbol, that Hoonigan symbol, is universal everywhere. You could wear that shirt anywhere in the world and somebody will recognize that brand and be like, yo, like, that's crazy, like, what are you into in cars, like, what type of car you drive, this and that. And that's, like, something that you can't get in a lot of places. And I think that's something that, you know, makes the car community great. It helps the car community to be great, and it's a common ground that we all have, and we can come together and sit back and be like, yo, did you see that video? You remember that Gymkhana video? You remember this video? You remember that burnout? Like, that was crazy, right? And, you know, we all can sit back and laugh and kick it and talk, you know what I'm saying, talk noise about that. And I think that's something that's great about that. And I think that is one of the things, one of the most underrated things about Hoonigans and what they've done for the car culture. And that's why I say that they are the best. They're the best car company in the world. There's no denying it. And if anybody wants to refute that, hit me up.